And welcome to our second interview for our podcast of FitSpeak. My name is Kevin Hines, along with Kevin Watt, and we're here with Matt Scott from Valley Cross, and we're happy to have Matt with us tonight, and we're going to be talking about the sport of cyclocross, and we're also going to be talking about a special event that's happening in the Fraser Valley in the next couple of weeks. First of all, Matt, if you could tell us kind of what the sport of cyclocross is for a person who's maybe done some cross-country running, maybe they've done some racing on their bicycles, road racing. What exactly is different, and what is cyclocross?
So cyclocross is a mixture of a lot of those. It has running, it has a lot of your road riding, but it's all done off-road. So people from a mountain biking background can get into it. People from a road riding background can get into it. And that's usually where a lot of the draw is from, is the road. Because the bikes to someone new to the sport look like a road bike. But there's quite a few subtle differences. The geometry, they have knobby tires. So a course isn't that long. It's usually about 2 to 3 kilometers in length, and you'll do multiple laps. Okay. And then, but every course is designed to have the rider get off and run through a section of sand, or get off and run over a couple obstacles, back on, and you're going again. They're fairly technical, so there are some twists and turns.
So even a good rider, they're going to probably at one point in the race have to get off their bike.
Correct. Absolutely. You're going to have to get off. A lot of the courses are designed for that. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay. So you're getting into it. It sounds like you, what are we talking about for equipment? Would a mountain bike work?
Absolutely. A lot of times, organizers and just the segment of cyclocross in general, were very, welcoming to new people to come in, because it's, when you love something, you want other people to love it too.
Okay.
So in order to, you want to race beginner, you can race beginner on a mountain bike. Only when you get to the elite category, you have to be on a specific cyclocross bike. And then there's tire diameters that are that you have to adhere to from the UCI. So 32 millimeters is the largest you're going to go to with your diameter, the width of your tire. But for people new, because organizers are always wanting to expose it to new people, anyone can come out on their mountain bike as a hardtail, as a full suspension. I actually, when I got into it, I had a bunch of friends that were racing cross, and they're like, oh, come on your mountain bike. And I was a little apprehensive about it. But when you love any kind of cycling event, you're like, yeah, I'll go try this. And then so I ended up going out on a mountain bike. I did my first two cross races on a mountain bike, and then I just caught the bug. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Protective equipment. I mean, I've done a cycle cross race, and the first question that came to my mind is, am I going to die? do you recommend protective equipment, or what should a person dress like for this race?
A lot of times, where would your normal attire would be when you go riding? If you're comfortable riding on flat pedals as a beginner, ride on your flat pedals. If you're comfortable with riding in a baggy shorts and in a shirt, that's what you can come out in. And there's no real protective equipment needed. You don't need shin pads or elbow pads or anything like that.
But a helmet.
Definitely, yes. A helmet. Mm-hmm. So you can come out on your you just need a bike, your helmet, some gloves, and obviously your shoes. And then if you want to get into clipless, so some people, if you're not riding on flats, it'll be a mountain bike style pedal that you'd ride on for clipless pedals.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses for obviously for the mud if on the rainy days. Mm-hmm. Basically, again, it's just your standard gear that you'd ride when you go riding anyways.
So for the folks who are listening out there, as long as you've got yourself a mountain bike, some decent cold weather or rainy weather clothing and correct, a helmet, yes. You're going to be good to go.
Yeah.
Let's talk again, just briefly, a touch about the danger factor. So you're explaining the course, and it's got some sandy sections. There's some muddy sections. Obviously, you're going to be taking it up in Cultus Lake, and you're yes. going to be taking it in Mill Lake. So there's obviously some hills. Any jumping or any crazy technical abilities that somebody new to the sport might need to have or might need to practice?
Dismounting. Obviously, when you're going to have an obstacle where you have to get off, one thing you may want to practice is you can set up some, even just like the pool noodles or something on the ground or a 2x4, and practice riding up to it and dismounting before you get to it. Carry your bike so it's a quick dismount, shoulder your bike. Usually, if you set up two in a row, usually about two long strides in between the two barriers, your pretend barriers. And then you can gradually work up to now you'd have like a 6-inch 2x6 standing on end. You can position that. Mm-hmm. When you get up, maybe you have some mountain biking background skills, bunny hopping. A lot of the newer style, the younger kids that are coming in, and they're bunny hopping the barriers with their cyclocross bikes. Mm-hmm. So they're bringing in a lot of skill. But you don't really need to be too worried about that, because cyclocross is just about fun.
Okay.
So it's not a dangerous sport.
Okay. It's new. Valley Cross started, the first race was last year at correct. Mill Lake. Matt, why did you decide to create this?
Because I love it, and I want other people to love it.
Okay.
Basically, that's mainly it. And it's like anything where you really enjoy running, and you get out for a really good trail run, and you want to take your buddies trail running. Same thing maybe with you go on a really epic road ride, and you want to share that with your buddies. I've been mountain biking for 27 years now. Wow. Like between mountain biking and road riding, and I started organizing events at a really young age. I was 15 when I organized my first mountain bike race. And so organizing events isn't something that's new to me. It comes natural. So it was just one of those things. I fell in love with cross racing, and there wasn't anything out here in the valley for cross races. It was all concentrated in Vancouver. So why not bring it out this way? Because we've got a lot of beautiful facilities that could be used as venues for races. So last year, I worked with the city of Abbotsford to be able to use Mill Lake. And it's a beautiful venue. And yeah.
It was the first year for the Valley Cross. 1 year later, what did you learn from that very first race experience?
What did I learn? It can grow.
Okay.
There's a lot of enthusiasm for cross racing. And it's funny enough, it's not, there's a very competitive elite field, but your main categories are your beginner categories and your intermediate. That's where you get a lot of people that are out that are coming from other physical sports, whether running or cycling. A lot of mountain bikers, a lot of road riders, and they're just trying something new. And we have a large segment of women that are also coming out too, so it's not inclusive to just men. And it also is very family oriented. Like, we have kids races, we have youth races.
Okay.
We have U13, U15, U17, and U19, and then then there's novice and intermediate, and obviously you're elite. And then every race you'll have a kids race, so it's including the whole family into an event. I think for me was the biggest draw. Like, yeah, we got to do this because I'm not gone for the whole day to go racing. I'm going racing, and I'm going to bring my family because there's going to be something for my daughter to do while I'm at the event. And yeah.
So it's not like a lot of other races where the children have to sit by or participate kind of in the shadows. This is something where all ages, all abilities.
Absolutely.
Welcome to attend, encouraged to attend.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about here and now. So you've got two races this year.
Yes.
Tell us about the first one
okay, so
coming up.
Cultus Lake is coming up on this weekend, this Sunday. That's going to be obviously out at Cultus Lake. I've been working with Cultus Lake Park Board. They have a fantastic venue out there. So the course is it's fairly technical. Not a lot of hills on this one, but it's got a lot of technical features, i.e. the sand. The venue itself, it's very beautiful. It's got a lot of high canopy, mature cedar trees. There is a cross community in the Lower Mainland. So every venue is a little bit different. Like there was a venue at Vanity Park, a race at Vanity Park a couple weeks ago, and that broke the record for the most attendance at a race for all of BC.
Now, when you say attendance, you're talking about participants.
There were over 400 participants.
Okay.
And but that style of course was a little bit different. It was more of a flatter, wide open course, suited more of the stronger road rider. Then you have other venues where you can have a little bit more technical. There was another race in Port Coquitlam, had some three really big hills you had to get off and run up throughout the course. And so the beauty of cross racing, you're not getting the same venue all the time. Yeah. There's always going to be something different.
Yeah,
so
some local flavor every absolutely. Time you mount your bike.
And the thing is, with out here in the valley, we have so many beautiful, mature, forested parks. And working with the municipalities or the parks boards, you can end up getting in and using the venue, which we did. And so I'm excited about it, just with the beauty of the venue that's there.
Okay, so just to clarify one more time, Cultus Lake race taking place this weekend on Saturday or Sunday now?
Sunday, the
23rd. So it's taking place on Sunday, the 23rd. Mark your calendar, or
starts
better yet.
Starts at 10, yeah.
Yes, starts at 10 o'clock, so we want to make sure that the folks who are listening are in Chilliwack by about 9 o'clock to do the sign on.
Sign registration is going to open at 8:30.
Okay.
Registration closes at 9:30, and then first race is at 10. It's going to be $40 entry fee. Youth races are $20. Kids races are free. Nine and under, if you're racing in the kids, it's free. That's at 12:30. If your kid's a lot more competitive and whatnot, and he wants to race against other kids his age at a competitive level, then you get into the U13. That's $20 racing. And then you need a Cycling BC license, or you can buy a 1-day license, which we provide at the venue. Novice start at 10 o'clock, as I said, and then elites at 11, and then intermediate at 1:15.
Okay.
And then and the beauty of the racing, even to come out and spectate, is the riders are always coming by, because it's only like a 2.5 kilometer course circuit. So that's part of the beauty of involving everyone, where you're encouraged to get out there and cheer, ring your bell, take pictures of everyone coming by. Even heckling. It's always good.
I heard they do that a lot in Europe, and it involves bodily fluids.
Yeah. Do you want to mention...
Well, sure. Abbotsford is coming up
Is coming up also.
That's in November, right?
November 20th. It's a Sunday as well.
Okay.
And that obviously is going to be at Mill Lake, at the West End by Centennial Pool. It's going to... again, a completely different venue to Cultus Lake, but it's a beautiful venue as well. You have two sections that are in very large, mature Douglas fir forests, split up with the middle part of the paved walking trails throughout Mill Lake we'll use. Again, for me, it's incorporating, you're out there, you're racing, you're competing, but you're in a very beautiful setting. And I really, that's part of what I like about it.
Okay. So.
Hey, I had a quick question for you too. Your online registration, Matt.
Yes.
When does it end? Just for the listeners, in case they
want to
sign up at the last minute.
The last minute sign up. Online registration for Cultus Lake, you can save yourself $10 through CCN, ends on Thursday night at midnight. So, and then day of registration will be $40. But if you end up not being able to make Cultus Lake, you can still take advantage of online registration, which is saving $10 for the Mill Lake race. And that is, and that will go to basically the Thursday before the event. So the 18th, I think, if it's on the 20th or 17th or 18th of November. Three-day race. Because basically we have to generate our start list. And then that goes, so all the timing's done with chip timing. So, which is really good. So there's, there is a level of professionalism to it where you're getting professional chip timing. And then the results, it's actually pretty cool, the software that they have. And you can see how you rank and it's falling little dots around.
Technology nowadays is amazing as far as statistics go. Okay, I think we've got the scoop. So once again, before we wrap it up, we'd like to thank Kevin Watt for being my co-host here. We've got Matt Scott from Valley Cross, and this is FitSpeak. I'm Kevin Hines. Thanks for listening,